must be there. If a very little honor for bhakti is there, ashraddha is there, but not associating with
devotees,
more higher than
myself,
then if bhakti will not
increase,
sprout even, and the seed will be dry. So it is essential. Then how to serve, how to treat, we have Vaishnavas of three kinds. And if there is no ruchi,
taste,
even you will have to follow. Oh, I have to throw, chant, 1 lakh. Hare name. If not, oh, I must do 50,000 of name, not less than. I have to curtail my time for sleeping, taking bath, no hot. No bath, no hot. But chanting of name should be very strongly done. We can curtail our sleeping. Also we can curtail from chattering and pattering to others. And thus, at last we should follow Tannam Roop Charitadi Sukhitanam Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyojya Tishthan Bhaje Tadam Raji Janan Bhami Kalam Naed Akhilami. Always try to be in Vrindavan with body and mind. In the guidance of any
bonafide
transcendental Vaishnava, realized. Rasik and Tattvajnabho, not only Tattvajna, Rasik also. And then chanting Hare Krishna name, best name. What name? Best name? Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundar, Radharaman, like that. Shyam Sundar, Madan Mohan, Vrindavana Chandra. Like this.
Radharaman,
Ras Bihari,
Sri
Gokulananda. How beautiful lens.
Rasaswari
Binodini Bhanukula Chandra. So this name. Radhe Jai Jai Govinda. Radhe Daite Madhav Daite. Gokula Tarani Mantra. Like this. If you cannot be there, then make an environment like Vrindavan, Radha Pundani Shyam Kut. And be there and reminding, oh, this is Vrindavan, this is Radha Kund. And reminding the past times of Radha and Krishna conjugal. This is the essence of all the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should try to follow. But there is most one thing important. Gurau Goshte Goshthale Isu Sujane Bhu Surugane. The teaching of
Das Goswami
has taught us that how we can enter in the teachings of Rupa Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami is more nearer to us. So we should try to follow him. Gurau Goshte Goshtha Laisu. Oh man, getting all the material egos forever, try to have instantaneous love in Guru, to Guru. But those who have no Guru at all, then what they should do? Attempt quickly Gurudev. And try to have two gurus, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. If you connect us If I have so much honor for Guru, oh, he is so high. And I am so low, then what? Then Shiksha Guru, very near. To whom we can open our heart. But if you have no both members, I can't try, otherwise you are wasting your time. But chanting and remembering, hearing all the bhaktis, they will not affect so much, very little, very little. And if you are chanting, but not with relation, any relation to Krishna, then very, very, not so powerful, very big. And if you are chanting them with relationship to Krishna, and with sambandha jnan, this is sambandha jnan, and in the
guidance
of high classes of Vaishnavas and Guru or Shiksha Guru, being in Vrindavan, or not bodily, but mind, or by mind we can be there, then very soon we will realize all. So we should try to follow all these things. So I will again come in at 10. Ten. So.
Robin will be here or step out?
Here. Good morning.
Urban kaise hoga ki sama?
Aap Maharaj. You missed the class. I told that you should come. Tell something.
Gurudev. You wanted me to
today.
You wanted me to speak on something that I was not in knowledge of.
Oh, you so have I, not read Evan in 40-50 yet?
But 20 years before I read.
And after that you never seen Bhagavatam?
Not that part.
What dialogue was this? Now for my own children to know one man. You were at that.
In the class. They were discussing at first Jadavarat was being criticized by the king that he could not carry the palanquin properly. And then Jadavarat,
he joked
to him that, oh, you are so weak. There is some problem that you cannot carry this palanquin. You are so weak in sin. And then after that, he chastised him and he said, actually, you are very strong, so why are you not carrying this palanquin properly? But he did not notice why he was not carrying it properly, because he was looking at the ground and seeing the ants and avoiding them.
What did he answer?
So then he began to answer that, actually, I am neither lean and thin nor fat. And
how did he begin?
I don't know exactly how he began. What?
प्रभु जी आए हैं.
हाँ बोलिए तो आप.
I spoke to him a while ago. You were calling me lean and thin, then you were calling me fat. And so, who is fat? Who is lean and thin? Who is king? And who is carrying the palanquin? We are soul. We are not just body, and that's not enough.
अरे भोज है तो ढोने के लिए ही तो है एक जब भी कोई भोज है तो दैट इज लोड इज सक्सेस धन ढोने के लिए है और यदि कोई मार्ग है तो वो चलने के लिए ही है फिर कौन पतला कौन
महाराज सिंह दैट ही सेड Just because Bharat Maharaj chastised him, first he joked that you are thin, you are so weak, and then he chastised that I am king and you are not understanding that I am king, I will kill you. You are such a robust and strong man and you are not caring properly. Then he said that if there is a load, it is to carry only, and if there is a path, it is to move on that path. Who is thin? Who is strong?
Path is path.
What is path?
And what is that
load? Load. What is that load? And who is thin and who is weak? But yesterday
and who is carrying
the load?
And who?
If there is any load, it has to be carried.
And for how many days?
Yes. If there is king, for how many days? The king
and who is praja?
Who is the praja? Then he said, who is the praja?
Subject.
Praja?
Then what he answered?
Then
again what?
Yesterday you told that he did not talk about soul at that time. Only when he heard this thing and he was very much impressed. He said, "Oh, I am doing some offensive thing because the person who is caring is not an ordinary person." Because at that time he was having high consciousness. He was going to see Kapil Dev and to gain some tattva gyan. So he just got down and then he. God obeisances to him, he said, Oh, who are you? You are not an ordinary person. Reveal that who are you. According to Bhagavad, he asked that whether you are the same Kapil Dev to whom I am going to see, or you are Narad,
or Navajendra.
Navajendra, who are you? You should reveal yourself. And at that time, he said, You know Bharat Maharaj in your dynasty? He said, Yes, he is our ancestor, he is our ancestor mine, he said, I am the king of the world. And then he told his whole story from the beginning and to the, up to that point. And it was the first time he opened his mouth. And then he said,
Why?
Because
he
was qualified. Because he find a qualified listener. And yesterday you gave one more hint that Kali Devi also asked him that you should not live in that state, that the other should misunderstand you. So I think that was also the another reason. So,
go on.
So he said, if we see that we are soul, then there is no question of its size. It is neither fat nor it is thin. It has got no any material weight. And there is no load of soul. Soul is neither king nor praja. Praja means subject. Subject. Soul is neither king nor praja. So we should understand this thing. Then he told about what are we?
No. What I told?
Who remember?
Load for body.
वो तो बोल दो। आग और पानी का जल का उदाहरण।
हाँ।
पानी में डाल। आग में डालने से पानी गर्म होता है, बर्तन गर्म होता है।
Yeah, he said that why this soul is suffering. The question was why this soul is suffering. When soul is above from material things, why this soul is suffering? Then the another example was given. Look. When fire, there is a pot on a fire and there is water in that pot and rice in that water. Fire is lit and the fire is burning. The heat is in fire. But because from that fire that heat goes to pot, from pot it goes to water and from water it goes to rice. And hence rice receives the heat and it gets cooked and it gets boiled and transformed. Similarly, soul within this body while body suffers, that suffering transits to soul this way gradually.
No, he will tell you. But again King asked, but you are telling that the suffering and sorrows only to body, not to soul. Why? If rice is cooked in hot water and water becomes hot in pot, and pot
becomes hot because of fire.
Fire. Then why you are not suffering from all these things? He told that water, pot, and pot
and fire,
all are without sense, not life. They are not seed,
not conscious,
not conscious,
inert.
No? But so, jiva is conscious,
so he is suffering.
So if jiva is attached and thinking that I am pot, I am rice, I am this, then it will be cooked. But if jiva thinking that I am not attached to anyone, I am separate from him, I am the servant of Krishna, then any effect will not be done. And it will not be realized by talking similarly, but you will have to take bath in the lotus.
You will not realize it. So Maharaj, I understand you mean that cooking of rice is here given similarity to the suffering of the jeev.
Not to
becoming heat of the water and heat of the pot is not the suffering. Suffering is here symbolized with the cooking of the rice. And rice gets cooked means soul suffers if it is attached to the water and the pot.
And if not attached,
then it will be a stone like, not a rice. As a stone does not get cooked, so it will not be cooked.
Here water is subtle body and pot is gross body.
Out subtle life.
Waha par kaha tha, megdam nahi, kya jane kahan chale gaye.
Padhna chahiye, iski tarah se samajhna chahiye, kya meaning hai. What is the deep thought in your mind? Not merely a story, but ordinary the readers of Bhagavad think it a story, not going deep in real life. But not attached to anything. Then you will be like Sukadeva Goswami, Bharat Maharaj, and always continue. But our process is not this, our process is of Rupa Goswami. Hare Krishna. If bhakti is there, then bharagya, this kind of bharagya easily will come. Or by practicing less and less thousand years, it will
come. So Maharaj, when he is saying to take bath under dust of lotus feet of devotees, it is a sort of, it is bhakti of Rupa Goswami life?
What is the meaning of taking bath?
Taking bath?
To accept the teachings.
It means to fully understand their inner desire and to serve that.
To follow
him. Follow the path on which he is moving.
Realizing what he is speaking and following. This is.
And if some person only takes practical bath, no effect.
If sadhu will not give, then they will quarrel and defeat him and take forcibly. It will not take.
Our process is Yukta Vairagya.
Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya is to listen Hari Katha always. Chant, remember. And this, by this, Vairagya will automatically come. And transcendental knowledge will also come. Because they are the son of bhakti. Jnana and Vairagya. Understand? They are the son. That is why. If you are doing, automatically they will come. Nothing to do by
that. But that day you are telling that they don't live in Vrindavan. You told that they stay in Vrindavan.
They stay, but not honored by devotees. But automatically they come.
Hare Om.
Maharaj, another thing you told yesterday was that because Bharat Maharaj wanted to learn Brahma Vidya, that's why he was given a birth in a Brahmana house. Whereas he was already at the stage of bhav.
Krishna.
But
that is why he came in the home from any Brahmani. From Brahmani.
But he was and already at the stage of bhav, Maharaj.
But he is bhav, mani Brahma Gyan and this, like,
in a devotee family, one way or other. His Brahma Gyan was not complete when he was at the
Brahma
stage Gyan, of bhav.
When it is completed, and he must be of any pure devotees touch, then he becomes Parabhakti. If anyone is giving $1 lakh, but he is rebuking you something, then what you will do? All that or not?
Yes.
Sure. Bhakti is more precious than anything. Lakhs and lakhs of dollars is not equal to it. It's material parts of this. Then if anyone is rebuking,
but we don't see all the time that bhakti is coming.
Huh?
We see the dollars, but the bhakti is different.
No. Bhakti is coming.
Dollars are also coming.
Dollar is senseless. But bhakti has sense. Mercy. When she will see, she wants to come. Running away. But sense is, oh, very bad. Was not reading on par, was not listening to the parents speaking, and had no taste for his brothers and all. Why?
So they don't want to get involved in any.
Why?
Because of the realization how he became attached to Deer, and he became so much unfortunate.
Mukhe mukhe kyun lagi? What he has realization?
That to become involved in any worldly activities is very
involved or attachment.
First involvement and then attachment comes. On purpose he did things wrong.
The thing is that if you have no taste, no ruchi, the worldly attachment are so powerful. Even a little attachment for that deer if this attachment was so powerful that he dragged him. So attachment is our goal. Understand? Not by vagya. If the attachment with Krishna will come automatically also, as the attachment of a child of deer, he dragged him, still he was in the stage of rati, but attachment
broken down.
But
If the attachment for Krishna, realizing his beauty, his mercy, his madhuri, four kinds of madhuri, then very easily it will attach to Krishna, and then nothing will attach to Krishna. So the sadhak should be very careful. At least he comes in the stage of ruchi. He was more than ruchi. He was in the mood of rati, bhav. But even he was dragged. But really he was not dragged. He has a place like a drama. But we can be trapped. We can do yukta vairagya. We should try to be attached by devotee and devotion. Not associating with worldly things. Then gradually. But if you are doing opposite, then worldly attachment will come more and they will be powerful and they will drag from that. Always you should be very good.
Is it generally possible in most cases if someone reaches this stage?
All
of
cases, rare cases.
If someone reaches this stage of rati, in general, is it possible for someone to actually fall and become attached again?
Very rare.
Material?
But we should be careful up to that stage. It may be. That gradually, he will not know, but gradually attachment, gradually, bigger, lost.
One time you mentioned that he didn't take association.
Who?
Bharat Maharaj. When he was in Himalaya and then deer came, and because of that he fell.
That was also in a stage of bhav. Also we have association of more than what I am. Then no. He was alone there.
मंगल ठाकुर जी का पतन भी भाव की स्थिति से ही हुआ था ना? बिल मंगल ठाकुर जी का पतन भी भाव की स्थिति से नीचे हुआ?
नहीं नहीं नहीं, उनका तो एकदम, उनका तो स्त्रियों का तो थी वैसा एकदम अटैच.
लेकिन पहले तो वो भाव की स्थिति पहुंच चुके थे ना?
नहीं नहीं,
उस जन्म में नहीं, उससे पिछले जन्म में.
ना ना भाई, को ये कहाँ से तुमको मालूम है? उनका तो लस्ट था एकदम पक्का स्त्रियों का. For being long, he was badly attached with lust to prostitute. He was a varnasam dharma, quickly falling before serving father, mother, just wife and children. But being in the bad association of that prostitute Chintamani, was so much badly. But she was some book. He is only used to sing Krishna in South India. Oh, all the prostitutes also they sing. I have seen a prostitute in our area. Her demand was so much. And he used to be pure and always singing Ramayana. So sweet voice that thousands of persons used to hear his Ramayana. Very devotees still used to come. not dancing, not doing anything, only sitting and from a mild voice used to be very sweet. And he used to take double and travel from all others. Not so beautiful. His name was Mandi Prostitute. But his actions were not like that.